All right, let's take a look at the San Diego Chargers 34 defense. They've got three down linemen, two linebackers. So the two areas that are most vulnerable against a 34 defense is you run at an area that they call the bubble. This is the bubble, and there's the bubble. You call it a bubble because the guards are uncovered, and then you've got the edge. You always want to threaten the edge or the bubble when running. The challenge for an offense is making sure you do not allow the defensive ends to push you back into the backfield. Here's an outside run. Let's take a look at the defensive end. He is the guy who destroys the play. They want to get a designed outside run to attack this outside linebacker, but it's not possible. Take a look at what he does. He pushes the offensive tackle back into the backfield. Now freeze it here. The running back now, what he sees here is a defensive end that's going to come off, so he forces himself to go back, which there's nothing, no room there to go. No cutback lane, and the play is minimal. It's going to be very important for the quarterback and the wide receivers to know what the defense coverage is. Here you'll see one cornerback who's playing off. So there's a lot of distance between he and the wide receiver. Then you've got a cornerback here playing press. So if you're the quarterback or wide receiver, you really don't know what it is because, again, you've got a two safety look too. So it looks almost like a two deep coverage, but then they mixed it up with a man coverage here and a zone look here. Now, chances are, if you're going to look at one corner off and one corner on, there's going to be a double team somewhere giving this guy help. Let's take a look. You'll see the safety comes up late. Keep an eye on this safety. They're running a bit of a trap there. I'll run it back. Keep an eye on the safety here who's giving help to this side. They're running a trap. Safety comes up, he wants to trap, and they drop a guy back. So it's almost like a man trap disguised as a zone defense. Now, let's take a look at the Chargers offense. They're right on that fringe area, not quite red zone. The guy that you've got to be aware of, tight end Antonio Gates. Now, he's a threat when you get in this close, and the guys who are going to be responsible for him are going to be your linebackers and then your safety. But primarily, it's going to come down to this guy making sure he makes contact. His number one read, once he knows the number two receivers to tight end, will be here. Now, his responsibility is to reroute an outside release to a safety waiting on it so that there's not a lot of stress on the safety who has to read both linebacker and wide receiver. Now, let's run it. I'll slow it down. Now, the linebacker has to now reroute the tight end, but he doesn't, and the tight end splits the two safeties. There's a safety. There's a safety. Without linebacker help, the tight end walks into the end zone. Now, one of the components of this passing game, it features a lot of crossing routes. If you're going to be in man coverage or if you're going to be in zone coverage, you'll take a look at two receivers here, tight end wide receiver combo again. Let me play it. And this is basically a little dig route. I'll freeze it here. You got two guys crossing, two guys going deep. So if you're going to be playing man-to-man, you can't do it from off if your other guy's going to be running across the field. So that's a dig route with no one there to cover it because they were in man-to-man on one side playing tight man-to-man, and on the other side, they were playing off man-to-man. When you play off man-to-man on a crossing route, you've got to ensure that you have help on the other side. And you can see here, these two guys are playing off. These two are playing on. So you're vulnerable to crossing routes because these guys are going to go clear out down the field. Communication is very important when playing a team that runs a lot of crossing routes.